I feel like I haven't won so long on TV that I thought, oh God, this is coming back to bite me. But whenever I still had the throw and I wasn't panicking, wasn't snatching, I still felt like I was going to give myself the opportunity. Obviously, I think in the fifth set, well, he still had a chance. I can't remember what it was, but he had a chance before I did. But I think I had a 1-3-4 to leave, or 22-24. But yeah, no, I still felt confident that I could win the game from 2-2, even though it was his throw in that set.
I think a lot of people have been talking about this year's William Hill World Championship potentially being the most open it's ever been, but Daryl Gurney's not really a name that's been tossed around as a potential winner. That performance might make people rethink, mightn't it?
Nah, I mean, all honesty, I think if I was to tell you now, if I got to the last eight or something, that's only the time I'll get into the last eight of the betting. But betting doesn't bother me. I mean, I'm here to try and do my best. And if I can play me a game, every game up there, I'll be very hard to beat.
Do you like being a dark horse?
Well, I never ever considered myself a favourite, as you know. I mean, I think I was watching some game last night. I think I played Aspinall in the Pro Tour final somewhere. And you says, Daryl says, he'll never be the best player in the world, but he can beat the best players in the world. And that's just the same mentality. I feel like, I mean, I can beat anybody, but I'm not a Michael Van Gerwen, I'm not a Gerwen Price. It's going to be Peter Wright that could be number one in the world. I'm not as consistent as him, but on a daily basis, one game a day, I can beat anybody.